From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Refuge Project Leader Jackie Ferrier, today's topic is Refuge Trails, Old and New, Part 1. Over 20 miles of trails await your discovery on the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. Four trails are located along Highway 101. Want to walk among giant trees? Head to the Teal Slough Trail. This one-mile round-trip trail, located south of the Nassau River, brings you up close to the remnant old-growth western red cedar and Sitka spruce trees that will take your breath away. At Cutthroat Creek, the art trail contains numerous pieces of unique art designed by students from the University of Washington. The art is placed along a one-third mile curving boardwalk above a restored salmon spawning stream to interpret the habitat and wildlife species that live there. The art continues up the Cutthroat Climb Trail. This two-third mile steep trail provides an ambitious climb up through their coastal forest rich with ferns. Be sure to stop to indulge in a walk around the labyrinth before the trail loops back down into Art Trail Boardwalk. Further south on Highway 101, take a stroll on the one-mile round-trip Greenhead Slough Trail through coastal forests and wetlands. Coho and chum salmon once again spawn in these freshwater streams in the fall thanks to restoration efforts. Looking for something new? The Porter Point Loop Trail has just opened. Located in South Bay near the new refuge headquarters on 67th Place, this 2.4-mile loop trail curves along Willapa Bay, enters a serene cedar swamp, and climbs up and down from the ridgetop above Porter Point. To reduce disturbance to wildlife and habitat and make your viewing experience better, pets are not allowed on the refuge trails. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.